This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy.
And I'm her husband, Rodney.
And this is Positively Gam. What's going on, babe? How are you today?
I'm good. Just flew in today a couple hours ago.
How was your flight?
It was good.
I saw on the news today, TSA is offering defense classes to
flight attendants.
Because there's been so many attacks on flight attendants. And I just think it's really sad that it's come to that. That now they have to take defense courses.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Because this latest attack was ridiculous.
I actually think they should have sky marshals and on all the planes.
On all the planes?
Yeah, that would be just a whole nother. It's that bad now.
Yeah. I actually think that they should stop serving alcohol.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That doesn't mean people won't be drunk when they get on the plane, though. Anyway, that's not even what we're talking about today, guys. We are talking about gender roles in a marriage.
Great topic.
Because in today's culture, gender roles are shifting in a marriage. No more husbands have the final word or the wives staying at home with the kids. Now we have stay-at-home dads and wives being the breadwinners. So what's your take on that, babe? Would you ever stay at home with the kids?
Probably not. I mean, unless that was a conversation that we had and it was a role that I had to take on for a particular amount of time. But I don't think I could do that full time.
Yeah.
But growing up, we were typically in, well, quote unquote, a traditional household back then.
In your family?
Well, in most families in my neighborhood anyway, was the father went to work. A lot of times the mother stayed home. My mother stayed home during my earlier childhood. And then later on in life, she went out and had a career too. Her and my father worked.
Yeah, because my mother never stayed home.
Okay.
My mother never stayed home. She was always working. And so that's how we were kind of raised. I never even considered being a stay-at-home mom. I mean, I didn't even like kids that much, so I definitely wasn't going to stay home.
Wow.
I mean, I don't. I'm not a kids person. I don't think the women in my family typically are. Jada is not. I am not. Karen was not. Sondra probably was more of a kids person than any of us, but she too worked. So yeah, I didn't grow up in that environment. I grew up with both parents participating financially to support the family. And so that was the standard for us.
Right. Yeah, I had both of those ex- experiences. So early on, it was just my dad and my mother stayed home. And then later on in life, it was both until my dad got sick and he couldn't work anymore. So then it was just my mother became kind of almost like the sole breadwinner. So, yeah.
Yeah, but even that was because your dad was ill.
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. I mean, I give kudos to dads that can do that, that feel comfortable and confident enough about who they are as men to stay home. Because I still think that there's like, what is it that I want to say?
A stigma?
Yeah, a stigma attached to men that don't work. It's kind of like, huh? I think that there's an expectation still, generally speaking, in society, that men are the breadwinners.
I don't think that's the case as much as it used to be. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that women have made a lot of inroads into all types of businesses and job situations and equally as powerful as men in any arena. So
they are and they should be, but women still don't get equal pay. So the expectation is still that the husband or the man of the household is going to make more money than the woman. Right, wrong, or indifferent, because it's definitely wrong, but...
Well, they might make more money, but they are out there working, is what I'm saying. Typically, you're talking about the stay-at-home mom and the dad goes out and he's the breadwinner, but I think women, and in a lot of cases, are making more money than the men. And I think that can be an area of contention for some men.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, like, it's not a woman's place to try to figure that out for him. That's a conversation, and then he needs to figure out how he's going to navigate that. Because a woman shouldn't be hindered by his insecurity.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%. We both had our own cars. And then we had to kind of merge everything.
Right.
And you actually had the larger home. Your home was way bigger than mine. But
right.
I just thought that mine was nicer. Like, it was the pond and the pool. And
it was almost like, I don't know how many people watch Martin, but the episode when Gina and Martin moved together. And they brought all of their stuff, and they had two toasters, two stereo systems, two of everything, two irons, and they were trying to battle about whose was better.
Right.
And that was kind of how it went for us. Like, well, you got a bigger house, but I have a pool, and it's kind of how it went for us. And we actually even had two of the same cars. So, and you kind of won out with the house and the car.
I did. But your car was newer. You had the newer Benz.
Yeah.
And mine was older, but mine was prettier.
That's true.
Mine was hotter than yours. Yours was just...
I think at the time I was just into giving you almost whatever you wanted. Yeah. I was definitely kind of like, it wasn't that big a deal to me. Like, it wasn't that important. I just wanted to be with you. And any move that we made was not a bad one. It wasn't like...
Right.
Yeah, so...
Right.
It wasn't that big a deal.
It wasn't that big a deal, but it was a sacrifice for you. I do remember you feeling some kind of way, particularly when you decided to sell your home. That was huge. And that was a huge deal for me, too, because it was an indication of the level of commitment that you were willing to give to the relationship, because you did that before we were actually married.
Correct.
This was all, I mean, we knew we were headed in that direction, but, you know, at any time, something could have gone wrong and it not happened. So I just thought that was a huge commitment that I thoroughly appreciated. And I don't think it was as easy as you're trying to make it sound right now. I remember you're feeling some kind of way about it.
That's true. I mean, at the end of the day, it's brick and mortar, but I did like that house.
And it wasn't just liking the house, babe. It was, to me... And correct me if I'm wrong, a symbol of your independence. And by giving that up and having to move into my space.
Right. That was something that I probably would have never done. Well, let me not say never, because, you know, the trash bag incident. We know about that. But
yeah, get mad day when you got to pack your shit up and get the fuck out.
The trash bag incident taught me to never do that. So the fact that I was going against one of my core beliefs was big.
Yeah, because you had been through that before.
Yeah.
And many years prior, but still having lived through that would make you hesitant about putting yourself in that position once again. I know I told you years ago, but I do appreciate you doing that.
Well, thank you.
Because I think it's difficult because we have friends that are getting ready to get married and they're in the same position. It's easier for them to be in the woman's home than it is to be in his home. And so he's going to end up giving up his space temporarily until they can then merge. And I think the plan is that they'll buy a home together, another home together. But in the meanwhile, they're going to be living in her space.
Right.
And I just think it's a challenge for men. It's kind of an ego and a pride thing, right? Yeah.
I think you definitely got part of that. But the biggest thing for me was it never really felt like my home. It took a while for that part to kick in. Like, it always just felt like it was your home and I lived there.
Yeah.
So it took a minute for me to get beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trash bag diaries. Because my father told me you got to have your name on the rent book. That's what they used to call it back then.
Mm-hmm.
The rent book. But he was like, if your name ain't on the rent book, you can get put out at any time. So that psychologically was always in the back of my mind. Not that I ever thought it would happen, but, you know, I didn't have a sense of ownership to it because I had no skin in the game.
Yeah. I did do some things to the house to try to make feel welcome.
I got a lot of skin in the game now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, even early on, when I decided to renovate the master, I put that big ass tub in there for your ass because I don't even...
And
you
neither do I.
That much. Right.
Yeah. When we were dating, I used to tell her, I take baths
all the time. And man, every night I take baths.
I lied. I was lying, y'all.
He never takes a bath. He's always in the shower like everybody else. Oh, man, what a waste of money. Anyway.
I want to talk about how we handle big decisions. And one of the things that comes to mind was the time, I can't even get this out without laughing, was the time you came to me and said you wanted to purchase a skating rink because you like to skate.
I can't help but laugh either.
And you presented it as a business venture.
It was a business venture because I was out here and we're out here in Los Angeles. We were looking for something to invest in, a business to invest in. And they were closing the skating rinks in the area. They closed all the skating rinks in the area where we live. Now we have to drive almost 50 minutes, which, by the way, is not unusual in Los Angeles. You have to drive an hour to get any place. But anyway, to get to the skating rink. And so
know that convenience for you to get to a rink is not a business venture.
No, no, no. No, but because the rinks in the area were closing, I felt like there is a skating rink community in Los Angeles.
So
let's just play the tape back.
Here's a skating rink that's going out of business that has been owned by skating rink owners for many years.
Well,
and you're going to come in with no skating rink business background and make it work when they couldn't.
Well, no, it wasn't that they couldn't. I just think that they had been in the business for so long, they were retiring. That's what I think it was. As it turns out, I think that they also, it was just one of those offers that they couldn't refuse because the city actually bought the building.
All right.
But at the time, I didn't know that. And I just thought that they were retiring because they were old. And we could have had the same team that they used to manage the skating rink. I thought it was a great idea.
But typically, how do we handle big decisions?
We talk about it.
Yeah, we pretty much
talk
about it.
Yeah, we definitely talk about it.
What was the compromise?
The compromise?
You didn't get the rink, but you did. We did take the cars out of the garage and you were able to skate in there.
And that didn't go so well either, but... And this was all during the pandemic, guys. So this was before we started going back out and skating again. So, yeah.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Moving on. How would you say that we support one another's dreams? I would say when I think about that, I think about it as far as, excuse me, as our careers are concerned.
Right.
Because I think that our careers have kind of kept you on the East Coast and me on the West Coast. And we support one another. Like you starting your own company was something that you had always wanted to do. And it came about at a time when it was actually kind of challenging for us because we were just about to get married and like we didn't know how that was going to change our lives.
Right.
And we almost thought about canceling the wedding because we didn't know about how it was all of this huge change was going to affect us financially. And just so everybody knows, we did not have this huge, fabulous, expensive wedding. We did just the opposite. We had a very modest wedding ceremony, and it was really about celebrating very minimally with our friends and family. And it was really more about the marriage than it was about the wedding, even though y'all know I love a good wedding, right? I love a wedding. I still love a wedding. My girlfriend's getting ready to get married and I'm so excited.
Moving on.
But I think,
Other than your roller skating venture, I think we typically support each other in whatever we want to do.
Yeah. But it's been challenging because it has kept us living on a separate coast a lot of the time. So just trying to be there for one another.
Yeah.
You know, and giving you and you giving me the space that we need to like grow and without feeling any real limits but just being respectful and conscious and considerate of what your decisions mean for the other person.
Yeah, and that actually brings to mind when you first got Red Table and you not being in that arena before. You were very nervous and not very confident about your ability to do it because Jada and Willow have both been in the field for a very long time and you didn't want to come off looking foolish.
Yeah. And I still feel like that a lot of times.
But I was telling you then, I mean, and this is in line with what we're talking about. I was always telling you every day that you can do this. The show is great. You're gonna kill it. And you've proved me right.
Oh, babe, thank you. But you have been my biggest supporter there and the person that really encourages me and pushes me to not limit myself when it comes to stuff like that. Because I'm someone who has historically and still to this day suffer from low self-esteem and just not a lot of confidence. And you are the one that is behind me 100% pushing me to do whatever.
Yeah.
And to not limit myself. So for that, I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you too.
And I hope you feel like I do the same for you when it comes to your business. Although you don't seem to feel like you can't do something. You're always trying to do more. So you need to tell people what your business is.
That's typically how I've been most of my life. So what I do is provide services for people with intellectual impairment or developmental disabilities. And we do that with multiple programs. So it's kind of wraparound supports, residential, supported employment, family therapy, medical, just a holistic approach to treating people with intellectual impairment.
You worked with another company like for 20 years or more in this as one of the executives in that company, and you started from the ground up.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I was in another business. I had another business at the time and it wasn't doing well. So I took a job with a friend of mine and I said, I'll do this for 6 months and helping him out. And then I'll go back to my business. And it's 25 years later and I'm still doing it.
Yeah. Now you're doing it for yourself because before you were working with another company and now.
I was corporate VP for a very large company in Maryland for 20 years. I did that.
Yeah.
And they got bought out and they came in and they got rid of all of the executives in the company. Mm-hmm. And it was just at the time when you and I were talking about getting married. And this is when, you know, what Gam referred to, we were fearful of whether we were going to be able to even have a wedding because we had money, but whether we were going to even go through with it at the time. And I always believed in myself, so it wasn't that big a deal to step out. But at the same time, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah. It was a huge deal for you.
Yeah.
But it was also like a blessing in disguise because you had been talking about starting your own company and you just never did it because you didn't have to.
I was comfortable. Yeah.
You were comfortable.
Yeah, I was comfortable.
And you didn't have to. So, and then I can remember feeling like for a while there, I got a little nervous because you know how when people, it seemed like you were taking a break, right? You were taking a break and you were just chilling for a minute. And I was like, okay, so is he going to put this company together or is he just going to chill? Like, what is happening? And I didn't really understand the space that you were in at the time. I didn't understand, like, you didn't jump right into it, right? You know what I mean? You took your time and relaxed for a little bit.
Well, I actually did jump right into it. It just didn't appear that way because there's a lot of, like, regulations you have to go through to get licensed through the state of Maryland and all of that. So it just took time. It took about a year for all of that to happen. So in that year, I consulted with some other companies and I guess on your end, it appeared like this joker ain't doing nothing. But yeah, I was actually working on it the whole time, just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So when the license showed up, we were ready to go.
Yeah.
And we hit the ground running and
You've been rolling ever since.
Been rolling, yeah, ever since. I mean, I'm basically doing the same thing I did for this other company. I'm just doing it for myself.
Yeah.
And you just have to step out on faith and believe that what you do is what you do. And it's going to be good enough for you as well as it was for someone else.
Okay, so with all of that being said, I would say that we pretty much have a traditional marriage. Our roles are traditional. Our belief systems are traditional as far as our expectations for each other and for this marriage. We're a pretty traditional couple.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
We have a fan question. Where is the one place you have always wanted to travel together?
I would say, and it's some place that I've been before, but I would have loved to have gone with you, and I'm willing to go back with you. But I would say any place kind of like the Maldives or Bali or Tahiti, I would love to visit one of those islands with you. That just seems so really romantic, and being able to stay out in one of those, like out on the, what do you call those little things that they have out on the water where you actually are sleeping and you're...
Like a hammock?
It's no, not a hammock. It's actually your living quarters are out on the water. What do you call those? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Bungalows?
Yes. Yeah. So I would love to experience being in one of those bungalows that's actually out on the water. It's just very romantic.
Yeah, I think the question is, where is the one place that we have discussed wanting to travel together?
Okay, well, what is your...
No, I mean that both of us have discussed together.
Okay, what is your thought about that? Because I've not, I've talked about that with you, going to the Maldives, and you don't want to go because it's too far, and you don't want to be on a plane that long. That has been our discussion. What would you say is the one place?
I can't think of a place that we've talked about going.
And thus ends the show,
that,
everybody.
That we wanted to go together.
And that's our show.
I think we want to do the Greece trip.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree. We are still wanting desperately to go to Greece. I think the first place that we really wanted to go together was Egypt.
Yeah.
And we were able to accomplish that. That was like the best trip I've ever had.
Do Dubai.
We've been to Dubai. So yeah, Greece is very high on our list of places to go.
Name one of your favorite restaurants in Baltimore to eat.
Ida B's. We really enjoyed Ida B's. I was down in the area and I see that Ida B's is open for business. So we definitely have to go and get dinner there, babe. Like, we love Ida B's. And anybody who hasn't experienced it, let me just tell you, the mac and cheese is off the chain. So check it out. And that's our show for this week of Positively Gam. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris.
And you can follow me at I Am Rodney Norris.
You can submit your questions to Positively Gam at redtabletalk.com for a chance to hear me answer them on a future episode. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.